counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, it's time to do it all again. The Earshot 20. Thanks for tuning in and keeping with us every week. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and he's going to tell you what you find if you go to that website.
If you don't know, you should go and check it out. Earshot is the national campus and community radio port, which you can find at earshot-online.com. It is published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the many fine staff and volunteers of that organization and Earshot. You'll find the entire national top 50 there on a weekly basis. This week, we're counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. How does the national top 50 become, you might be asking? And it is a combination of over 30 top 30 charts from campus community radio stations across Canada. And there's also specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's also reviews and interviews and loads more to go and check out, including monthly and yearly countdowns and so much more. So go and hop on over to that website. It is, again, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways as well. Earshot20 at gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our Facebook page. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. Pretty stripped down version of the show this week. We've got, of course, the top 20, and Steven's joining us. Not many interviews no interviews actually for this week, but we'll continue to work on those for the upcoming weeks.
That means and more awesome music, though.
It does.
A nice longer tracks.
It just means longer tracks is actually what it means.
No, that's great. It means that we get to play some stuff that we don't always have the time to play. So it's always nice to have a kind of, you know, the original show.
That's true. And then we won't have a show next week because of the holiday, and schedules just don't work out when it comes to
holidays to me.
And traveling. I thought I told you. Oh, no, I told Steven. I didn't tell you. No show next week, Brian.
I think he actually might have told me at one point in time.
Anyway, so before we get into the charts, there's always a good chat about movement in the beginning of the program because, of course, every week, in order for new stuff to come in, old stuff has to go, and looks like there might be a bit of movement.
For sure. Lots of new stuff this week. We're going to have 4 new records in the show as well as 1 returning record. One new record is a huge jump from a debut in the middle of the charts last week. And when you find out about it here at number 2, so towards the very end of the program, you're going to find out that an album jumped pretty high. It's not really all that surprising. Definitely a really popular band in campus and community radio in Canada, and a record that would perhaps be a challenger for the top spot in the near future. But of course, when we have new albums come in, that means that a few will drop out of the show this week, some of which have been on the show for several weeks in a row, including David Bowie, which was at number 1 for quite some time. That album drops from number 11 to number 25 this week. Minotaur is from number 8 to number 33. Jason Collette from number 13 to number 28. Junior Boys from number 19 to number 22. And Rah Rah Riot, they were at number 15 last week, and they are off the charts this week. So all great records that hopefully you enjoyed checking out, and perhaps they will find their way back into the show in the near future.
All right, there you go. We're going to kick it off at number 20, and we'll move from there.
All right, we're going to hear from Anderson .Paak. He has a great new record out in 2016 called Malibu. It is at number 20 this week, last week at number 27. Dropping only 1 spot is Wild Nothing, Life of Pause. From number 18 to number 19, you're going to hear a track called A Woman's Wisdom. Jordan Clausen at number 18, up from number 30 from the album Javelin Miles. And we're going to kick it all off, as we just mentioned, with Anderson .Paak. The track you're going to hear is Heart Don't Stand a Chance.
See,
be catching you staring. Be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in. But keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs. Your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance.
Number 19. Earshot 20, number 18.
That was Miles by Jordan Kloss, and his new album is called Javelin. It's at number 18, down up from number 30. And before that, we heard Wild Nothing, A Woman's Wisdom, at number 19. That is down just one spot this week. Their latest release is called Life of Pause. And a new one from Anderson .Paak called Malibu at number 20, debuting at number 27 last week. We kicked it all off with a track called Heart Don't Stand a Chance.
All right, we'll get back to the charts in a couple of minutes. Right now, on the phone with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, the only Karlick I know, and he's the best Karlick around, I say.
There was another Karlick who worked on Jim Henson's movie The Dark Crystal.
Oh, interesting.
He's the only other one that I've ever found who was not actually directly related to me.
No but relation.
He is somehow related to me. Maybe he is.
Maybe down the road. Who knows? But we've got some music news to talk about from Exclaim.ca, Exclaim Magazine. We're going to kick that off with some news. We talked about Record Store Day last week. Here's some more news coming up for Record Store Day.
Yeah, so Record Store Day has had its share of critics, and a friend of mine shared this news story and said, Record Store Day is increasingly becoming like the mafia. So this is sort of a not-so-nice story coming from Ottawa's Vertigo Records, who have spoken out after apparently being dropped from Record Store Day. Speaking with the Ottawa Citizen Vertigo Record Store owner, Darren Tomlin alleged that he was ousted from the promotion after he decided to lighten his Record Store Day order this year. Last month, he made a post on Facebook explaining that he was planning to order Record Store Day releases by request rather than buy a bunch of records up front and likely be stuck with a glut of stuff that wouldn't sell. He added that he wanted to make things smaller this year, and because of this, Tomlin has explained that Vertigo was removed from the official Record Store Day list of retailers. Apparently, he only found out when a label wouldn't sell him a Record Store Day release. He went to the website and saw that he'd been taken off the list. He told the Ottawa Citizen, quote, "We actually got an email from one of the major labels saying, you're not listed on the official members list on the site anymore, so we can't solicit you these titles. And that's pretty much how I found out." He's added that he finds it frustrating to be blacklisted from a shopping list simply because he spoke out about the promotion. He talks about how just being an independent store apparently seems to be the only criteria in order to sell the material, and because he badmouthed them, he thinks all of a sudden he's not a part of it. Apparently, Tomlin has now responded with the fact that he's going to plan to hold a big records sale on April 9th, exactly 1 week before Record Store Day. He said, quote, "I think we're going to call it the first annual Bollocks to Record Store Day sale." So that's, I mean, kind of a, it is, because I don't know, if you do go to record stores as often as I do, you will see all the time humongous boxes of records from Record Store Day that never sold because they were pressed in an edition of like 5,000 and nobody cares about 311 anymore. So, you know, it's one of those weird things where it's like, you know, he just wanted to buy records one by one if people wanted them, and apparently that's a no-no, so we'll have to see.
It does have a very mafia-esque overtone to it. That just seems kind of weird not to afford a retailer the opportunity to not incur those upfront costs.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
It is weird. Well, we'll see what the development is from that, but Record Store Day is coming up nonetheless. We will switch gears and talk about looking forward into the spring, which isn't too far away, and summer. A great little festival in Quebec has announced their lineup.
Anything but a little festival, actually. Festival d'été de Québec, for the last few years, has pulled some kind of crazy huge names, not always indie favorites, but definitely a unique festival where they pull in stuff from every different genre. And apparently, you know, you live in Quebec City, and for $70, I think it is, $70 or $80, you get a pass to see any of these shows. So it's pretty crazy because for $10 each, you could see any of the following bands that will be playing Quebec City from July 7th to 17th. That includes Red Hot Chili Peppers, Peter Gabriel and Sting, Rammstein, Duran Duran, Ice Cube, Ray Schrimmer, City and Color, Brian Ferry, Fetty Wap, Brad Paisley, Sheryl Crow, Selena Gomez, The Lumineers, Alessia Cara, Coeur de Pirat, and many, many more. So there, you know, there are some country names in there, some top 40 pop names, Ice Cube, some rap names, some old kind of legendary pop names, your Duran Durans, your Peter Gabriels. So it's whether or not you love all those bands is one thing, but I mean, you buy a festival pass and you get them all. So it's a pretty interesting thing. Of course, much more than that, not just those headliners, some more kind of indie rock centric titles like Half Moon Run, Peter Bjorn and John, The Decemberists, and many more. So head to exclaim.ca, you can see the whole lineup. And again, that festival, Festival d'été de Québec, runs July 7th to 17th in Quebec City.
I think maybe when I said great little festival, that might be a maritime thing. Just everything's great littles out here.
Little.
So there you go.
But I went to Festival d'été a few years ago and did not expect to have half as much fun watching Journey as I did. So there you go.
Awesome. Well, we'll continue the chat about festivals. Toronto's Bestival has revealed their full lineup.
Yes, we have to refer to it as Bestival Toronto because Bestival is, of course, a UK festival. Their Canadian or their Toronto-centric version of the festival sort of aligns with it in that it's mostly, you know, British indie rock and British electronic music. They've unveiled their full lineup now. The festival will happen from June 11th to 12th and will feature not just The Cure and Tame Impala, as previously announced headliners, but also Odessa, Grimes, Jamie XX, Porter Robinson, Daughter, The Wombats, Classics, and many, many more. These will all hit Woodbine Park in Toronto on June 11th and 12th, and you can hear more about it, including ticket sales and that sort of thing, at exclaim.ca.
Well, there you go. So some things to look forward to. And of course, you guys have all the coverage about all the festivals going on. So if you want a one-stop shop for festivals happening throughout the spring, the fall, and the summer, you will be able to get it at that website. We're going to take a break now from the chat, and we'll get back to the charts. But we will catch up with Stephen in the second hour of the program for more great music news. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Library Voices. They were at number 12 last week. They're at number 17 this week, and their newest album is called Lovish. We're going to hear a track from that one called The Wild Roar of Love. And after that, The Blue Cactus by the 427s from Mavericks, debuting at number 20 last week. It's at number 16.
Still here. You were gone and I'm right.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Blue Cactus by the 427s out of Calgary. Some really cool album there. And that is one called Mavericks. I was at number 20 the week before. And dropping from number 12 to number 17, Library Voices, Lovish, with a track called The Wild Roar of Love.
There you go. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, charting across the nation. From earshot-online.com.
They might chat in the charts.
Who knows? Maybe that's why there's movement, because they chat and they're like, oh, move around. I want to sit beside Grimes this week. I don't know. Anyway, you can check out the charts at earshot-online.com and also get in touch with us. And you can download the program if you're interested in checking out any of the great music that we play every week. You can find that online as well, and we'll tell you a little bit about that near the end of the program. Still more music to come, though. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the next spot.
Yeah, Honest Man was on the charts for a couple of weeks into our show, fell off for just 1 week last week, just out of the top 20 at number 21. It shows you how easily it is to see albums that take a week off and come back into the program. And this one rises up to number 15 this week. That is an album by Matt Anderson, and you're going to hear a track from that one called One Good Song. After that, Recycling by Animal Collective, rising two spots this week to number 14, is their latest album, Painting With.
I got addicted to leaving. Nothing could get in my way. A few hundred bucks and with any luck, I'd head off and I'd do it again. Another room full of strangers, clapping their hands off time. I need one that will make them all stand still when I hit them with that perfect line. I'll take thousands of sleepless nights. I'll take all my love's gone wrong. I'll take nothing but rain till my dying day. Give me one good song. I'll take driving for hours to nowhere. Heavy eyes on the road. I'll be counting the lines. I'll be perfectly fine. Just give me one good song. Chasing a dream down the highway. I'm just a junkie looking to score. I step back and try to feel satisfied, but there's always just something more. I'll take Christmas alone in Australia. I'll take how are you on the phone. I'll take any road I won't ever go. Back up and moved on. I give it all away from the edge of the state. Just give me one good song. I'll give it all away from the edge of the state. Just give me one good song.
Earshot 20. Number 14. We'll be right back.
Shot 20.
That was Recycling by Animal Collective. Their newest album in 2016 is on Domino Records. It's called Painting With. It was at number 16 last week. It rises two spots this week to number 14. And just out of the show last week at 21, it was Matt Anderson. This weekend at number 15 is the album Honest Man and a song called One Good Song.
Well, but it seems like there's more good songs on
that album. Song was a good song.
It was one good. Oh, I see. Not that it only has one good song, but it is one good song of many good songs.
Perhaps
that's how I'm going to interpret it anyway. All right, we've got three more tracks to bring.
I'm going to assume that the song's not about itself. It's probably not that self-referential.
You never know, though.
That's true. You would never know.
It's all about interpretation. It is art, right? So we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. That's going to go 13 up to number 11. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that 13 spot.
All right. It's another new album for us. It is a new album by The Dirty Nil called Higher Power. Last week, it was at number 24. It's at number 13 this week. And you're going to hear a track from that one called Zombie-Eyed.
That's your nickname.
The Dirty Nil?
Yeah. Here it is on the Earshot 20.
What?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Mothers by Daughter. That's kind of interesting. Was that on purpose?
Did that just throw you for a loop just right now?
No, I just thought it was interesting. Okay. At number 11, Damn for number 7, and their newest album is Not to Disappear. It's a great one. Be sure to check it out. At number 12, up from number 17, Charles Bradley with a new album called Changes. You heard the title track from that one. And we let it all off with Zombie Eyed by The Dirty Nil. They're number 13, up from 24 last week, and their new album is Higher Power.
There you go. That is the first 10 of the top 20 complete. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, counting down the top 20 from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and it is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we record the show, broadcast first, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on our home station, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing the program. If you are downloading the program from radioforall.net or podcasting us through iTunes, we thank you as well. Stick around, because in the next hour of the program, the top 10 and Stephen is back. We'll also give you a look at the debuts on the charts below the top 20. That's all coming up after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.